Welcome back to the Lockdown Podcast. My name is Big Giovanni. I'm here with Meech Rose! And we are
back at it like a fucking crack.
And we're in the same motherfucking room, boy! What you know about that?
First time ever.
First time ever we've done a podcast in the same room. I'm very excited today. We just had like 14 fuck-ups starting the podcast.
That's because this nigga couldn't keep his
mouth shut. I can't keep it together. It's funny. But, I've been talking about shit.
What's it called? We back. Sorry for the delay on episodes.
Giovanni's a bitch-ass nigga.
Well, there is to it. Yeah. What's it called? But our schedule is kind of switched over. So yeah, he works night. Well, we used to record at nighttime.
Yeah, but now I work like 11 to 7 a.m. So, yeah. And he works like, what, 8 to like...
No, I work 11 to 8.
Yeah, so it doesn't really...
So when I'm out of work, he's sleeping. Which is, yeah. You know, understandable. Anyways, so we are back. We are going to try to get episodes out maybe every weekend.
Yeah. We might actually get 2 episodes out this week.
Yeah.
But the other episode is not going to be related to anything that's going on currently. Because we're going to do it probably tomorrow or today or some shit. We'll figure it out when we get there. But we got a few things we want to talk about. We want to talk about the Dubs Raps game. We want to talk about how fucking spectacular, how damn near perfect our bracket was.
Yeah,
it was so
yeah.
close to being perfect. Yeah. All we had to do was not fucking bullshit.
With Portland?
Yeah, like, why the fuck we bullshit with them? Anyway, we're going to talk about the stats. We're going to talk about what we visually saw.
Because there is a difference between stats and what just see. Watching the actual game.
Because, like, watching a full game, it, to be honest, it's a lot of fucking dedication you have to put into watching a full game. Because them bitches is long.
Yeah. But if you have a game like yesterday where it's excitement and shit like that, it makes it easier.
And to be fair, I did only watch, like, the first 2 quarters. I had to be at work at 11, so I couldn't really see too much of it. And I've been watching highlights of the second half. It was a really good fucking game.
Really good game.
Yeah. I was talking to you want to get into the Warriors Raptors conversation.
Whatever
now?
You want to do.
Okay, well let's get into it now. I was talking to a coworker of mine, and he doesn't speak very good English. But fuck it.
Are you gonna disclose his name?
Nah. Well, Thomas. His name is Thomas. So
damn. Really just make. Like that.
It's a fucking regular ass name. It could be anybody. So he said that towards the end of the game, it was like 10 minutes left, and the Warriors were within 10.
Mm-hmm. They were between 10 or within 10 the entire game, like literally.
So what he said was, you can't bullshit around with the Warriors that will come back and bite you in the ass every single time. This time, it didn't. You got to put the motherfuckers away, real talk. So this time, it didn't come back to bite them in the ass, but they can't keep doing that shit. The Warriors are too good for that, you know? You can't play with them like that. You have to, triple-double from Draymond? I forgot about that. Anyway, you can't bullshit with them. You have to do your due diligence and try to put them away. Try to get up 20, try to get up 30 with 10 minutes left. Dude. You know what I'm saying? You have to force the fucking issue. You can't.
And especially with them being in the finals 5 straight years.
They know what to expect.
Yeah, they already, they're bred for this basically.
Yeah, nigga, like they know the energy of the opposing crowd. They know.
Well, I think the opposing crowd, meaning like Toronto Raptors, I think they were a little bit more crazy than the Cavs, just because this is their first finals.
And Toronto is a fucking city. I'm going to sock your money in the throat. Toronto is a fucking, it's a place, bro. It's like, bro, have you ever been to Toronto?
No, but it's the biggest city in North America.
Like
Mexico, United States, and Canada.
That's a real place, bro. Yeah. Like the energy there is insane, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
With it being the first finals appearance in franchise history, then their fans were really really energized, really into the game. So I don't think the Warriors kind of expected that per se.
No, I think that's something that the Warriors should expect though. Because
but at the same time they've been just used to the Cavs and just how Cavs fans are.
But real quick, first Cavs finals, I'm sure it was similar to this. Like, the first Cavs finals, and that was the first finals that the Warriors went to as well. Okay. I'm sure it was very similar to this. And the winning one, and the game, and the 3-1 lead,
but that was
just like this.
That was in Oakland.
I know they lost in Oakland. But at the same time, the energy from the fans is what got them to that point.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, that energy, they should be able to recognize and negate that energy. Okay. There's no reason why they shouldn't be able to negate
it. I didn't think of that, but yeah, you make a good point.
Yeah, appreciate that. Let's see, what else we got? Let's talk about Pascal Siakam.
Pascal.
Is he a top 20 player?
Top 20?
Fuck it, let's say top 15. Is he a top 15 player?
Right now? Like right now?
In the league right now.
I would say yes.
Because he's really fucking working, bro. Mm-hmm. Is he a star?
Yeah.
Is he a... Nah, we can't...
He's not a super... He gotta get an all-star before...
Nah, I don't think you have to get an all-star before you become a superstar.
No, he has to get a all-team.
All-NBA, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but to be fair, though, this is, like, what, his third year?
Yeah, but...
And he's already this good. And he's 25. Yeah. It's a little agey. It's a little old for, like, a young player. We were talking about that earlier. He's fucking 25 years old. That's insane.
And Kawhi, you said it was 27?
27.
Yeah.
Like, they're damn near the same age. This is going to be a really fun series. I think the Raptors are going to lose because Paul Pierce has picked them. Just completely fuck our bracket. You know, fuck you guys.
I think Siakam, he reminds me of a... kind of like a young Kawhi Leonard, to be for real.
Not to me.
With the defense, he...
Go ahead.
With the defense he's showing, Kawhi Leonard was a defensive star, basically. And he didn't have no offense. And we saw him kind of just be a defensive player. This year, he's shooting the three better. This year, he's scoring a lot way better. It looks easy.
I hear you. The problem is, I feel like this game was a passing of the torch from Draymond to Pascal.
That's what I was thinking too.
Let me get it off. Because Drake, I apologize for the mic fans that just heard that. I put my phone really close to the mic, unfortunately. Let me move that. Because I feel like Draymond and Pascal are pretty similar. Like, they weren't really great until they were a little bit older. They're both power forwards and they're both. Well, Pascal is undersized, but Draymond was definitely very undersized. Yeah. And they're both really fucking good at defense. Like, Draymond is an all-time defender. And I think Pascal has the potential to be an all-time defender. And I feel like the scoring, Draymond in his prime was scoring very easily. That nigga was shooting threes. He went 6-for-6. He went 6-for-6 in Game 7 in the first half, bro. Come on now. Don't disrespect. And Pascal's having shooting troubles, too. So we could see that being a fucking
issue,
not an issue, more like a, I can't think of the word right now. It's like something that occurs, like an occurrence.
A reoccurring.
Yes, a reoccurrence. I'm sorry, I can't. I'm not functioning at the highest level right now. I could see that being a reoccurrence in his career.
Yeah.
So, okay. But Draymond can score. He can always score, and also
he can pass and rebound.
He can pass and rebound.
This is his second triple double.
Yeah.
He had one in game 4 against Portland.
And with Pascal's stats, 5 assists, 8 rebounds, 3 offensive rebounds, 2 blocks, a steal. This nigga was doing it all. He was all around in this game. Like, everything that was involved in this game, he was touching it.
And then, you know, I'm kind of piggybacking on what you said, passing of torch. When he blocked Draymond Green, you could also see it that way.
Yeah.
But personally, I think I see a lot of Kawhi in him with – him being a defensive player when
that's
he was
Draymond,
younger.
Though.
Yeah, but I don't know.
He just wasn't used properly in his first couple of years. Shout out Mark Jackson. He's still a fucking good coach. Why doesn't he have a job? Go ahead.
I don't know. I feel like he reminds me of more Kawhi being a defender than, you know, into what we're seeing now compared to Michael Jordan. I don't think Siakam
has Michael Jordan defense potential.
I think Kawhi has... Is better defender than Jordan.
Ah.
Whoa. Hot take?
Ah, take. That's a hot one.
I don't think so.
Because I think Kawhi is definitely a great defender. I think he might be... He's
a two-time defensive player of the year. Yes. Mike only won it once, I think.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That Michael Jordan was a better defender than Scottie Pippen. And I don't think...
Than Scottie Pippen, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
I don't think Kawhi Leonard has completely usurped Scottie Pippen on defense. I love Kawhi. You know I love Kawhi.
No, I know.
Like, I have, no, there was a time where I didn't, but like
you at hated. This point,
yeah. Well, that without it was because the wound was fresh.
You were but Skip Bayless.
Yeah, but you know, I love Kawhi.
Okay.
And you know that I genuinely think he's one of the greatest players of all time. So, that's a hard thing to say, but he's in there. He's like top. Nah, I think he's at least top 100.
I think he's a better defender than Jordan.
Yeah. Okay.
You said yes. So.
Okay. No, I said okay. Okay.
You think so? What's it called? So, we are going to be talking about the game kind of more in depth, kind of looking at some stats here. Do you want to go ahead? Who do you want to talk about first, Toronto or Warriors?
Before we get into stats, right. I want to get into Mark Gasol, and it was either Kyle Lowry or Van Vliet, usually. That it tracking Vliet, on Stephen Curry was beautiful defense. I almost nutted when I was watching that shit. Yeah. It was so great.
And don't forget, Marc Gasol, Defensive Player of the Year. So he does this. This
is what he does. And this is the biggest platform he has been on in his career. The Grizzlies have not been to a final. Had the Grizzlies been to a final with Marc Gasol? Fuck no. So
he's showing out.
He has to. He shot 60% yesterday. 20 points 20 plus points. 8. This was a quiet 20 points too. Yeah. It wasn't like it was like, he oh my God, it's crazy.
6 for 6 from the free throw. Yeah.
It's beautiful. I fucking, bro. Marc Gasol is one of my favorite centers. He is one of my favorite centers. I will say that DeMarcus Cousins was definitely my favorite center for his Sacramento years. And as soon as he left Sacramento, it's like a fucking curse was put on him. I don't understand. Fuck you, Sacramento, for putting that curse on him. You guys wasted. Real quick. Let me get into this real quick. I'm sorry.
Go ahead and rant.
Sacramento wasted DeMarcus Cousins' career. Wasted his whole fucking prime. DeMarcus Cousins is slowly, it looks like he's falling out of his prime before our very eyes. I'm not going to say that it's definite because, again, he's coming off injuries, but that's 2 injuries back to back. And one was in a fucking Achilles injury, and he's 7 foot. So that's going to hurt
him. That's like the worst injury you can get.
As a 7 foot.
Yeah. Exactly.
Especially as a 7 footer. So the Kings wasted DeMarcus Cousins' whole career. Then, when he was about to get them to the playoffs, they shipped him off for fucking Buddy Hield. To be fair, work out well.
Yeah, Buddy Hield is having a hell of a year this year.
This is a really good year for Buddy Hield. He should be up there with most improved, too. He should be, like, top five. Yeah. De'Aaron Fox, too. He should be top. Yeah, they should fill out the top five.
But at the same time, I don't think you could put a second-year guard in there because you know they're going to go better or going to be better. You know what I'm saying? For the most improved.
I wish you guys could see my face. But, nigga, are they getting better?
All I'm saying is you can't.
Is their stats improving?
All I'm saying is.
That still counts.
I know, but all I'm saying is he's a second-year guard. You know he's going to be better.
Of course he's going to be better.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think he should be considered for it. I think it's more suited for like players that have been garbage. And then out of nowhere, they have a great-ass year. And then they, you know. Keep on doing it. Because I remember CJ got that award probably like 4 years ago or something like that. So you see what he's doing now.
Yeah, CJ did his damn thing in this playoff. Right?
Yeah.
I feel bad for them for ending like that. But back to the team. Or back to the,
what were we to the stats. Yeah.
We're going to round out to the stats real quick because I'm done talking about fucking DeMarcus Cousins. This shit pissing me off. That was my favorite center in the league, bro. I love DeMarcus Cousins. I love a player with attitude, and I love a player with aggression, and that's what DeMarcus Cousins personifies. Yeah. So let's get into these stats. Stephen Curry, despite that great defense on him, dropped 34 any fucking way. Like, a quick 34, easy 34, and 5-5. That's amazing for me. Like, that's what I need from Steph Curry every single fucking game.
And he
just
went 14 for 14 from the free throw.
We know Steph doesn't miss in the playoffs. He I don't think he's ever missed a... He hasn't missed a free throw in the playoffs since, like, 2014.
No, he missed one against Portland.
He did?
Yeah, because, what's it called? His brother said something to him or something like that when he got to the line.
All right, so Draymond Green, another one of my favorite big men that does everything. Triple-double, that's amazing. 10 and 10 and 10. That's great. I wish he would get more than 10 points. I wish that was a thing. It's not.
If you watch the game, Draymond actually shot a mid-range and made it. So, I think he's getting more confident. So
you would say that he still went 2 for 9.
Yeah, but with Draymond, you know, he's not really gonna look to shoot. So when he does make shots,
it feels
you're happy. Yeah, you're happy.
You feel good with it. Yeah. He affects the game in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. As we just said, triple-double, 6-for-6 from the free throw.
And people say this a lot of, like, about different players, but I feel like with Draymond specifically, it's tailored for him. Like, he is the guy that does everything.
See, real quick, the difference between Kyle Lowry and Draymond Green.
He gets a triple-double.
Draymond Green, okay, he gets the triple-double, fine. Draymond Green actually affects the game in other ways. Kyle Lowry just gets assists. Like, assists, dude, come on, bro. Your assists kind of rely on your teammates being good. And he has good teammates. Draymond has good teammates, too, to be fair. But Draymond plays all-time defense. We're not going to say that Pascal did drop 32 on his head. But
he's dumb.
But to be fair, Draymond Green in his prime was an all-time defender. And Draymond Green is another player that I feel like is falling out of his prime. If they can get Draymond Green off the books, they probably should.
Isn't he a free agent next year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next year. They're a free agent next year. So I don't think they should. If they re-sign him, it should be for a low deal. Like 10 to 15 million for like 3 years.
Because you saw what's happening with Chris Paul and that team. Oh. Chris Paul and James Harden.
Bro, don't even talk, bro.
Hold up. Chris Paul, James Harden, 70% of their cap.
Bro,
just two players.
Talk about it, bro. And two players. I don't even want to go off on Chris Paul.
He's 30. He's going to be 37.
Fuck it. I'm going off on Chris Paul. Shut the fuck up. This nigga Chris Paul is so fucking awful and he's a piece of shit. He's a fucking piece of shit. Dude, did you hear about the Steph thing? Him kicking off? I don't remember if we talked about that on the pod.
I don't think we
that
did.
That shit pissed me off. You did this shit. You think you're so fucking clever. Steph's not going to be able to score because he can't get his fucking shooting time in. Yada, yada, yada. He drops fucking, 30 in the second half? You fucking bitch-ass nigga. Bro, you take half of the fucking team salary. For what? For what reason? Because you're an arrogant piece of shit? I fucking hate Chris Paul, bro. It's something about his fucking face that I just want to fucking choke, bro. And I know you hate Chris Paul just as much as... Well, I probably hate him.
No, really. I hate him.
But, like, this nigga, bro, like, why would you sign that big-ass deal? They almost couldn't sign Clint Capella because of that. They couldn't re-sign Trevor Ariza.
You know what? They're actually looking to trade Capella.
Bruh. Okay.
Trading Capella
is a great idea.
No, but it's if you honest, it's a great idea. It's a bad idea too, cause you gotta trade Chris Paul or you gotta get something, cause that contract is god awful.
Nobody wants Chris Paul.
Bro. He's gonna be 37 making 42 mil. I'm sorry, 37.
Hold on.
What?
Nobody wants Chris Paul.
Nobody wants Chris Paul.
Except for the Lakers. Except for the fucking Lakers.
You know what's crazy?
Yo, the Lakers will trade for Chris Paul with a quickness, bro.
You know what's crazy though? You know what's crazy?
What, bro?
If Chris Paul goes to the training facility, Brandon sees him, he's gonna jaw him in his mouth. He's gonna jaw him in his mouth.
Bro, listen. I could genuinely see Brandon Ingram from Chris Paul straight up.
Easy. Trade him?
Yeah, easy. I could see, bro. I don't know who your front office is. Stop bullshit.
I don't know. I honestly don't know because there's a lot of people talking.
Wish Magic was still there, but Palinka's a bitch. That'd be making up stories.
Shit happens.
Making up stories and shit. Talking about, me and Kobe met Heath Ledger after the fucking movie came out. Heath Ledger died 6 months before the movie came out.
Shit happens.
You think it's retarded, bro. But back to the fucking game. You made me go off on Chris Paul, you fucking asshole.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, it's not your fault that he's a piece of shit.
Anyways... I don't know how many of you guys actually watched the game or the entire game.
I don't know how many of you guys actually care about what we're talking about.
But this game, the energy, just how the players were coming out, both the Raptors and Golden State, how they came out swinging, like a heavyweight fight.
Bro, it was so beautiful.
Their tempo was so quick, shooting three, coming back defense. It was so quick, so quick.
And another thing. I don't remember too much of it in the game, but in general, I just love Golden State's defensive scheme. Like, everything that they do is, like, damn near...
They've been to five finals. Their defense is going to be good.
That's Mark Jackson's defense. That is Mark Jackson's
defense. They still use that?
Yes. If you ask Steve Kerr right now, why are you guys' defense so good? Mark Jackson. He's going to say Mark Jackson every single time. Mark Jackson's defensive scheme was fucking perfect. Everything, bro, The only thing that needed work for the Golden State Warriors that Steve Kerr had to come in and do was the offense. You put Draymond at the four. Put Draymond at the five. He can't. Draymond is not a good small forward. But, yeah, man, I think, like, I'm using this episode and talking about the Warriors to get this idea out there. Mark Jackson needs to be hired by somebody. I don't know why the Phoenix Suns didn't hire Mark Jackson.
I don't know why the Lakers didn't.
I don't know why the Lakers hiring, that would have been beautiful for their defense because their defense, it doesn't suck.
It doesn't suck, but we have a lot of offensive players that are long and that can defend well already. So, Mark Jackson coming in.
Get them into shape, in the shape, use that Warriors defense.
And then guess what? We can just fire him and then get somebody else.
Another thing about Mark Jackson is, think that Mark Jackson would be the perfect coach for Lonzo.
For Lonzo,
yeah, because Mark Jackson, that's what he was trying to mold Steph into being, and that's not what Steph
is.
Yeah,
and Lonzo's 6'6", so he's long as hell. Ass, yeah,
that's a big nigga, man. But back to the game. This is like the fifth time we said this. Take a shot every time we say back to the game. So again, with Draymond, he had his triple double. Let's talk about Jordan Bell real quick. He was in the starting lineup. Only got 12 minutes, 2 points, 3 rebounds. He didn't really, whatever.
One assist. He wasn't really a factor in this game, to be
again,
fair.
12 minutes.
You know, Iggy actually got injured.
I'm not sure if you saw that.
I think he went up for a layup, if I'm correct. Yeah. And then he kind of landed weird, I'm guessing. And he re-injured his calf. And he was, like, hobbling, and he was obviously mad. They took him out the game, so I'm not sure if he's going to be there for game two.
Well, again, let's reference my my coworkers. So they said that if the Warriors lose tonight, Kevin Durant's going to be back tomorrow, or next game. I said that Kevin Durant isn't going to come back until at least game three. Now, do you think that Kevin Durant coming back would be a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a very tough question. In one hand, the Warriors, it would be a bad thing because the Warriors are clicking in on all cylinders. Hold up.
Okay, go ahead.
They've been the best Warrior team without like an ISO type player from Durant. They've been the best Warriors team since 2016. On the other hand, Kevin Durant, virtually unguardable.
And they definitely could have used that extra 30 points.
Yeah. So, I could see them putting Kawhi on him. That would be obviously the perfect idea or perfect plan to do.
It damn near negate him. It wouldn't negate him, but it would definitely affect his percentage.
Yeah. Because you saw what he did to Greek Freak. Nobody thought they could guard him.
But I thought that.
Yeah.
I thought that if you put Kawhi on Giannis.
We both thought that, but, you know.
Something special could happen. But nobody wants to listen to us because we're just two kids with a mic.
Two kids with a mic. And a dream.
That should be our fucking podcast.
Two kids and a mic.
So, another thing. Steph.
No. Do you think it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing for KD coming back?
Phil.
I don't know. I still think it would be the best idea of probably see how he feels. I think it was Achilles heel.
It was everybody an thinks that. Yeah.
And I think they were just hiding that.
Yeah, that'd be logical for Kevin's free agency.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. What's your opinion on that?
So I think that it wouldn't be terrible. I think that it would be pretty decent because if you take out, like, Iguodala, which you probably have to, and put Kevin Durant in there, defensively, it's like, very similar, but it's, like, a slight down. But offensively, the other side is insane.
Yeah.
So, if you can almost match Iguodala's defense, and then quadruple his offense, what's 6 times 4?
6 times 4? Can you tell me? I thought you were playing.
So no, I'm serious.
Oh, I thought you were playing.
I'm so serious. Alright, so you can like fucking multiply his fucking offense by 5. Right? That's 30.
And Iggy's good coming off the bench.
He's great coming off the bench. I love Iguodala off the bench. Yeah. That was a spectacular idea. Putting him in that starting lineup.
And he can just
fuck them.
he can just honestly take control of this starting lineup, Jarepko, McKinney, Looney. He can kind of control that. Because, I mean, Livingston, he's coming off the bench, but I feel like people have more respect for Iggy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think Livingston coming off the bench is a great idea, too.
Yeah.
He's a long point guard. Pass first, can't really shoot.
Yeah, I remember 2016 finals, first game against the Cavs, he had like 20 points off the bench. So he used to be good, but now I think he's declining.
Well, he is like 35.
Yeah, but...
I don't know about declining. I mean, 6 points isn't really bad. With 18 minutes, it's not really terrible. He really wasn't... He shot 2 for 2. That's great. 2 for 6 from the field is not really all that awesome, but he did better than fucking Andrew Bogut. So, real quick, before we get back into the game, let's talk about how much I fucking love Kawhi Leonard. All right, bro? Like, I don't want to talk too much about his stats because I want to wait for Yovani. But, dude, like, watching him play was just so fucking amazing. I missed him. I don't think you guys understand how much I missed him on the court. I thought that he was going to be a frontrunner for MVP and DPOY this year. Giannis had a spectacular season. James Harden dropped like 50 points in like 60 games or some shit like that. But Kawhi is just such a great player. The nigga's just like, he just does his goddamn thing. But let's get back into the fucking game.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had to go to the bathroom real quick.
Where do you want to continue talking about the Warriors? Because we didn't get to talk about Klay there.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and talk about Klay.
Klay, the defense played on Klay was amazing. I mean, the Raptors defense was on everybody was spectacular. But Klay, he just needs to see 3 shots go in, he can get hot. He had 21 points. See, 2 turnovers, not that bad. I mean, they did
5 as rebounds, bro.
As a team, they had, I believe, 9.
9 turnovers?
In the first half.
Yeah, I mean...
So that was bad, but personally, he didn't do that bad. Yeah, he had 5 rebounds and then 1 assist. I would like to see... I know Klay can shoot better or play better. He can get more points than that, and that's what they need right now with KD out.
Listen, Klay... He's like a walking match. If he touches the wrong thing, if he slides across something, it's fucking fire. Everything's on fire. If you drop that move, he's like a Zippo. If you drop that nigga, everything is on fire. So you can't fuck up on Klay. If you play great defense on Klay, he's only gonna get 21. If you sag off on defense on Klay a little bit, and play a little bit harder on Steph, or play a little harder on Iggy, or play a little harder on Jordan, this nigga will drop 60 on you.
Yeah.
Like, he'll set the world on fire. Like, bro. Real quick, Klay has a higher career high in points than Steph and KD. Damn near combined. No, not damn near combined.
That's a lot.
Because the Steph and KD's... Steph's is 53, and KD's, I believe, is like 52 or some shit like that. And Klay's is 60. So, I think that can happen at any point. I feel like everybody on the Warriors, except for maybe Draymond Green and Iggy and...
Jordan Bell.
Sean Livingston, are all in their prime.
Oh, okay.
Steph, despite injury, is still in his prime.
I don't know. I still think that Klay Thompson has to produce better than this, even though he is getting defended by Kawhi, Siakam, you know, whoever they guard on him, he's going to have a good defender. I still think he has to put a higher, points on the score.
Board.
Yeah, on the board. Because with KD out, you're missing, 35 points around there, 32? So somebody either has to go for that amount, and then other people just has to go ahead and fill in. But
so, real you know, quick with Klay, another thing with Klay to me, I give him a little bit of slack, especially in the playoffs, for his scoring output, because he is definitely the best defender on the team.
Okay, yeah.
Iguodala is good. He's also 35.
What about Draymond?
Draymond is good. He's an all-time defender. He's also sliding out of his prime. Perimeter defensive-wise, I will give you Draymond in the post. Perimeter defensively, Klay Thompson is the best defender on the Warriors right now.
Yeah, he's 6'8" and long.
Long as fuck.
So, yeah.
So, they have Klay Thompson guarding Kawhi. They have him guarding Pascal. They have him guarding Kyle Lowry. They have him guarding Danny Green, who dropped 11. They have him guarding fucking Fred VanVleet. They have him guarding Norman Powell. They have him guarding Patrick McCall. They haven't got anybody that plays the perimeter. He's guarding them, and he's attempting to guard them. And he's doing a fairly good job. He's probably, like, top 10 one-on-one defenders in the league. Number one being Kawhi, number two being Roberson, number three being probably Klay. So, and we haven't seen Roberson in a while, so Klay could be number two. So, yeah, man, like, Klay Thompson all around to me is probably, you know, he's good, bro. He's good. And the Warriors, don't focus on KD, Warriors. Listen, Warriors, if KD's leaving, he's leaving either way it goes. You need to focus on keeping the Splash Brothers together. That backcourt is what makes Steph Curry able to do what he does, because he doesn't have to focus so hard and try so hard on defense. Klay just guards the best player opposing.
Yeah. And without Klay Thompson, you don't get any championships.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe when KD came in.
Yeah.
But first off, that first championship, I don't think they get it without him. I don't think they get it
without Iggy either.
Yeah, I don't think they get anywhere without Klay.
Yeah, man, Klay and Steph together is just a beautiful union, and I want to see more of that. Don't take away Klay from Steph.
And he is a free agent this summer.
That's what I was.
So. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
You praying that the Lakers take him?
Yeah. I mean, we can offer him a max if that's what he wants. I mean,
the Warriors can offer him a max. Nigga, the Spurs could drop some cap off and offer him the max. Because
In the Spurs, I would love to see that, actually.
Oh, my God! Bro!
Because he would be an upgrade to Danny Green. No disrespect. I love Danny Green.
Quick, listen to this lineup, okay? Our current lineup right now, with the DeJounte injury, Derek White, really good. Brent Forbes, really fucking good. DeMar DeRozan, star. LaMarcus Aldridge, superstar. Jakob Poeltl, young guy. But if you slide Klay into that, even if DeJounte comes back, it's DeJounte, Klay, DeMar, LaMarcus, Jakob Poeltl. That's the best defensive backcourt in the fucking league. That's the best defensive backcourt in the league. I don't want to hear shit about anybody else. I don't care about who anybody has to say. That's the best defensive backcourt in the league. And it'll probably be the best defense in the league. But it probably never happened.
You know. I mean, nobody wants to go to the Spurs. No offense.
I don't know why. Who doesn't want to play for the best coach of all time?
And you know you're going to go to the playoffs. You know you're going to.
It's a goddamn team.
Yeah.
You know you're going to get a winning record. Nigga, Greg Popovich can drag G League players to. He did it this year. He did it. Nigga, he did it last year. He did it last year with fucking Danny Green falling out of his prime. Danny Green, DeJounte, who is really fucking good, to be fair. You know, but nigga, it was no star athletes on there except for LaMarcus. And LaMarcus is a power forward that doesn't shoot threes.
He shoots threes once in a while, but.
Not great.
Yeah.
So, my nigga, Greg Popovich will give you a good team.
Yeah.
I'm so sad that fucking, fuck you, Tony Parker, you fucking bitch.
Why?
He's the one that, bruh, the thing when he said, my injury was twice as bad.
No, he said 100 times worse.
Yeah, like, that's a bitch move. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You leave the next year and you take Kawhi with you, you dirty bitch. You say, I don't want to be here anymore.
And you know what's crazy? Like
this organization on fire, you fucking cunt. Go ahead.
You know that he probably told Pop about what he was going to say to the media.
I doubt it.
I think so.
I don't. Pop wouldn't go for that. Pop doesn't go for disrespecting your team. Because if you disrespect your teammate, makes them not want to play there.
Yeah, but at the same time,
don't want to play for the Spurs, we trade you. Every single time.
Why would you say that without having... talking it over to somebody. You know what I think happened? Because that doesn't make sense to me.
Real quick. You know what I think happened? So, you remember that Tony Parker was in the club with Chris Brown and Drake when they threw those bottles?
Yeah, the bottles. Yeah.
I think a little bit of the glass.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
and the nigga's retarded. You fucking stupid bitch. I hate you. Now you're in fucking Charlotte. Eat my ass. Go ahead. Well, dude, let's talk about the Raptors. We haven't talked about the Raptors yet.
Yeah.
We have not talked about the Raptors yet. We already talked about Pascal. Let's start low and start with Danny Green. Danny Green, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks, and 11 points. And I think that that's a solid game for Danny Green.
Yeah, especially last season, or I'm sorry, last series, he wasn't producing at all. The only thing I would like to see if he had more attempts from the free throw line, he had 0. I would like for him to get more
attempts. That's not what he does, though.
I know, but still.
He's a 3.
And D.
And D.
I know.
3 and D.
I know.
He shoots the 3. He does the D.
I would still like him to see some.
He shoots
some...
the 3. He does the D.
You're not funny.
He shoots the 3. He gets out D.
I don't know. I would like to see some free throws from him at least.
Yeah, a little bit. It's understandable. I've seen him do that kind of, like, I've seen him drive to the basket, yeah, get some buckets, force the opponent to foul him, you know, a little bit of pump faking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen him do that. So he's more than capable, but I think that would fuck up the offense. I think that he's built, like, his position in the team is built to stand in the corner and shoot the threes when they get open because they have so many other offensive options.
Yeah.
I think that him running into the paint would fuck up Marc Gasol because he posted up quite a bit in the last game.
Yeah.
I think that it would fuck up Pascal Siakam because Pascal Siakam's spacing isn't really, like, he shot 2 for 3, but, like, yeah, my nigga, he's been having a terrible shooting.
You know what I've seen a lot, though, playoffs, where they get the rebound, the Raptors in this case?
Yes.
And Marc Gasol is pushing it. Already
why
down.
The fuck can't DeMarcus Cousins be like that?
He's already down court waiting for the pass.
Almost cherry-picking.
Yeah, basically cherry-picking. He is ready for that pass, and I love that, because that offense, you can't necessarily defend against that unless all your players are back in the backcourt defending. You can't really defend, like, a fast break like the...
You can, but it's difficult.
It's difficult, yeah.
That's why fast break points is such an important statistic, because if you can't get fast break points, your half-court sets have to be amazing. And generally speaking, defenses can stop half-court sets.
Yeah.
It's very stoppable. There's no defensive set for a fast break. You can't do anything, yeah, because you don't know who's going to be back. You don't know who's going to be up. You don't know who's going to be... You don't know anything. So if on a half court set, you know who's going to be where. You know who's going to be defending who. You know if there's going to be a switch or something.
Yeah.
But in the fast break, you know, you can't really... You don't... Everything's a gamble.
Who do you think... We have the Raptors winning. If you watch our last episode with our bracket, we had Portland in the finals... Obviously, Golden State's in the finals now.
Swap them niggas.
So we have Toronto. Who do you think would be the MVP if they win?
Steph.
No, Toronto.
Oh, come on.
Kawhi? I could see Siakam.
I could see Siakam stealing it, but
it's probably going to be Kawhi if they win, but I could see Siakam. Yeah, if he keeps this up.
If he can keep outscoring Kawhi... This. If he can keep out fucking rebounding Kawhi, I mean, that's possible. If he can keep out assisting Kawhi, also kind of possible.
Because Kawhi won in 2014 for his defense.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, who was Kawhi defending?
LeBron.
What did he do to LeBron? 8 points over 3 quarters.
That nigga was
that's
a baby.
That's a totally different beast. That type of shit was a monster. Yeah. That's a monstrous thing to do.
What if KD comes back and he guards KD?
It holds KD to 8 points over 3 quarters. First of all, that's not possible. Second of all, I mean, if he does that, then yeah. I mean, yeah, I could see him taking it. But Kawhi, bro, if there's no Kawhi, there is no finals.
No, I know.
Like, that fucking lucky bounce.
Sound lucky.
For the game! Series! That shit was an intense moment, bro. Like, Kawhi Leonard... The city of Toronto is sucking Kawhi Leonard's dick from the back right now. And he deserves every bit of it.
Making his asshole clap.
He never had that. San Antonio should be doing that shit right now. He should be in San Antonio. I'd be sucking his dick.
That's wild.
No homo.
That's wild.
No gay shit. Man, god damn why he...
If you're Kawhi, do you even leave?
Yes.
You would leave?
Clippers. I mean...
I wouldn't leave.
Listen...
First year, and then you're in the finals that first year.
Okay, wait, listen. Real quick. Listen to me. Make eye contact.
I'm making eye contact. I ain't breaking it.
First of all, you can only go down from here. There's only downward from here. So, you know, you get to the finals, maybe you win. the chapter is closed now. What more is there to do? I already showed you guys I can beat the best team in the world for the last 5 years. I can do it. I damn near did it in San Antonio. What more is there to prove? Now I'm about to go to Clippers. And now I'm about to keep that best team out of the finals. Now I'm about to keep LeBron James out of the playoffs, out of the finals. I'm going to fuck LeBron James in his ass in his stadium.
Did you see the video when LeBron was shooting free throws and Kawhi was
coming? Yeah. Nigga, was like, bro, ugh. I've been seeing that shit, bro. That's my favorite clip of all time. All right, I'm a little inebriated, y'all. That's why I'm a little bit more animated. I'm going to put the bottle down. So...
And pick the blunt back up. I'm just playing.
I don't participate in such activities. Don't worry about wishing my mom for now. It's a French fry. So again, Kawhi, I think he wants to go home, bro. Let him go home. Toronto
Lakers, it is.
Listen, you guys can't be mad. He just brought you guys to your first finals ever. Yeah. If he leaves, you can't be upset. Nope. There's nothing to be upset about. He got you there.
He's honestly, if you really think about it, he's probably the greatest Raptor.
Easily the greatest Raptor.
If you think about it.
I think he's like the third best Spur.
Because people say that LeBron's probably the greatest Laker ever. He didn't take us to the championship.
No.
Kawhi, this first year, first time meeting Nick Nurse to schemes, whatever, makes it to the finals.
Well, to be fair, though, real quick, with Nick Nurse's scheme, when you have a player like Kawhi that comes from a place that Kawhi comes from, San Antonio, greatest place ever, greatest organization of all time. When you come from that type of place, you don't disrespect your coach.
Yeah.
You always listen to your coach. Everything your coach wants you to do, you try to do it and excel at it and do your best at it. So with Kawhi, he's the type of player that it's like, I don't think he has any real bad habits on the court. Like,
because he's not lazy on D.
No.
You know.
He doesn't over-dribble too much.
Yeah. And now we're actually seeing him more of a passer because the double teams are throwing at him.
Real quick with that situation. I don't think he's that great of a passer. I think that he's forced to pass.
Yeah, but he's better or at least... doing more passes than we usually are accustomed to seeing from him.
He has to.
I know.
It's not like he's good at it. It's that he has to. Nigga, you've seen me play basketball. If I can't fucking get to the basket, or if I can't get that shot to fall, I'm going to pass it off. If somebody's running up on a double team, I'm going to throw it in between the two players. Yeah. Nigga, I am a 18-year-old out-of-shape ass nigga. If I can throw it between two players, Kawhi Leonard can find the open man.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be some sort of stupid to not be able to find the open man. And that's no disrespect to Kawhi's passing abilities, because he definitely can pass. But I don't think that he's like an exceptional passer. I don't think that it's anything special. I think that that could be his downfall is more of what I'm thinking. Because
what, passing?
Yeah. Them forcing him to pass, I think that's what they're trying to do. I think that's what their attempt is.
I don't think nobody can guard Kawhi on the Warriors.
I mean,
maybe
can
KD?
Anybody guard anybody?
Huh?
Can anybody guard anybody? Is there anybody that can put somebody on 100% Clamps?
Kawhi?
Yeah, but who?
Huh?
Who?
Who what? Who can do that to him?
Who can he do that to?
Everybody.
No. Not, bro, he can't make somebody go 0 for 14.
Oh, okay.
So there's no such thing as being able to hold a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's no such thing as being able to 100% clamp down. But, like, 85% clamp down, I think that he can probably 85% clamp down, like... He can't even really... Bro, honestly, real quick, you think that, you know, you put Kawhi Leonard on Steph Curry. That's not a good idea.
Because Steph Curry's running around. No, but he's always running around. It's going to make him gas.
And he's small. I've seen, bro, there's this clip. And when I first seen it, it hurt my feelings.
Why?
This nigga Steph had this nigga Kawhi turned all the way the fuck around, bro. He made this nigga do a loop-de-loop, bro. I will show you the video off pod, but it's fucking crazy. He made him do a loop-de-loop. I'll send you a link later. So I don't think Kawhi can keep Steph on 100% clamps. Steph has dribbling, yeah, can get around. It's not really that difficult. Kawhi's defense, like, for the most part, is I'm going to back up off you a little bit. You're going to try to run to the paint. I'm going to block it every fucking time. And I mean, that's a good defense. But I mean, it changes per person, obviously, because he had zero blocks this game. And he still did a great job clamping down. But you know what I'm saying. So with Kawhi, I think that he can guard a good amount of people. What was the original question? Where am I at? Why am I here?
I don't remember. It's pissing me off. We just
ramble, bro. Yeah. So, Kawhi, would he stay or would he leave? I think that he's proved everything he is. He's won a championship everywhere he's ever went. Well, he's went to the finals everywhere he's ever went so far.
Two places.
And I think that if he can take this last team, this third team, to another finals appearance.
Would he be an all-time
great,
like, player? 15? 10?
5? My nigga, if he goes to the finals for the next 2 years.
5?
On two different teams.
And he wins?
And he wins at least one of them, he's got to be in the top 20. Gotta be.
Is that a hot take? I don't think so. I agree that's a hot take because that's crazy.
Like, that's crazy, bro. Like, have you ever heard of any player going to two different teams and winning and going to the finals, LeBron? Making a deep playoff push every fuck? LeBron James. That's it.
Yeah.
Where do people think LeBron James is? Number one? Okay, then. Bada bing. There you go. You can put Kawhi in that conversation if he does that again. I mean, in San Antonio, he was damn near about to do it if fucking Zaza bitch Chulia didn't do some shit.
Yeah.
He would still be in San Antonio right now. We'd be fucking honest. Warriors. And bro, listen, imagine fucking DeJounte and Kawhi.
And Kawhi. Oh, my God. We can't dwell in the past.
We can't, but I really miss that nigga, bro.
Van Fleet
was
playing actually really good defense on Steph Curry. If you are
trapping shit, yeah.
Yeah.
And plus more.
And just staying with him, honestly. He's really, really good.
Real quick, a thing that the Raptors need to do, play Serge Ibaka more. 17 minutes for Serge Ibaka.
I think he got 17 minutes only because Gasol was about to foul out.
And he was playing so good. And Gasol was
playing really good.
Bro, please give Serge Ibaka some minutes. I know that it doesn't really look that impressive right now. But come on, man. Give Serge Ibaka. Bro, Serge Ibaka. They call him Serge Ibaka for a reason. The nigga played 17 minutes and got a block. Like, come on, bro. Give him some minutes. But Van Vliet, 33 minutes. 5 for 8. 1 for 4 from 3. That needs a little bit of work. 4 for 6 from free throw. I wish it was 5. Plus 11 on the plus minus. Bro, 15 points. That's really fucking good. 2 assists? That's really good. I definitely said that I need more points from him.
Yeah.
But looking at the percentage, it's like,
shooting bad.
Fuck it. I'll take it. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'll take that shit. Take that shit every time. I mean, go ahead, bro. You said something.
So Van Fleet was actually guarding Steph Curry for most of the second quarter. And he was trapping him, and he was following him everywhere, just being a pest. Kind of like...
what Steph does.
Yeah.
On defense. He's just an asshole.
But he was kind of... Honestly, I think it made Steph uncomfortable. If you watched the game, it looked like he was uncomfortable
with
that.
That's cool.
And with Gasol...
33 points.
No, it was 34.
34 points.
And Gasol and Van Fleet were trapping the hell out of him, and he couldn't do anything. He wasn't passing or nothing. I remember there was a jump ball in one case with Gasol and Curry.
Yeah,
he didn't even jump. And that's just a possession for the Raptors, literally. Yeah,
just another possession for the Raptors. And I think that... Yeah, I mean, FanFleet was really doing his damn thing, and, you know, he was painful to watch a couple series ago. Yeah. Matter of fact, it might have been last series. I can't remember what series.
No, because last...
It was painful to watch.
Last series, where he had a baby, so he went off. And people were saying he needs to have another baby.
Real talk. The nigga was painful to watch. Like, it physically hurt me to
watch.
You know that
three-point shot he made was a buzzer beater, and it swirled around the rim like that. It hit, and it was far shit, too. Yeah.
I mean, Kawhi shit.
That's right.
So, I mean, as a team, let's talk about as a whole what the teams need to improve on. You want to start or... go ahead.
With Golden State, I feel like they would need to improve on scoring. Because do you see Steph doing 34? What's the next highest?
21.
Klay. Klay has to at least get 35, or I'm sorry, like 30.
Fuck it. I don't need Klay to get 30. Keep Steph at 24, or 34, 34. And keep Klay at 21. I need fucking somebody to give me
somebody
15,
else? Okay.
16.
Yeah.
Please.
It's because with KD out.
DeMarcus, give me 15.
KD is out. So that chunk is out of...
Quinn Cook, give me 10. Something. Sean Livingston, give me 10. Bro, if everybody that got 6 on the team got 10 instead, they would have been fine. Nobody wanted to break 10. Iguodala went 0 for 4 from 3. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Yeah. Like, bro, that shit pisses me off, bro.
I think they just have to score more. Like, either their bench or Clay. Clay or Iggy have to score more.
I think...
That's what I think they have to work on.
Yeah.
Because their defense was pretty good. I mean, it's Warrior defense. You know, yeah, it's amazing. But I would just say scoring.
Work on the turnovers, too. The turnovers, yes, too. Turnover. 16 to 10.
I don't know if that's rust, just because they haven't played in nine days.
Yeah, I mean...
You know what I'm saying? So
that's fair.
I'm not sure if they're just, you know, rusty.
So, Toronto, despite being the winners, I feel like have a lot to work on.
They have a lot to build on.
Yeah, build on.
Yeah.
So, let's start off with goddamn shit. The motherfucking rebounding. Why are the Warriors out-rebounding you? You guys have, like, 18 bigs. Why are the Warriors out-rebounding you?
And everybody's, literally, everybody's long on Toronto.
Bruh, did anybody break 10 in rebounds? No. Nobody broke 10 in rebounds, but you let Draymond do it? Come on, bro. Why y'all not rebounding? Your free throw percentage. The Warriors are at 91. You guys are at 84.
Yeah.
You could have closed that gap a lot easier and quicker if you had dropped... Let's not even say 30. Let's say like 28. If you had to drop one more free throw, you could have closed that gap way earlier. The field goal percentage is good. That's another thing the Warriors need to work on. They shot 43% as a team. The Raptors shot 50% as a team. That's a huge differential.
That is good.
They need to close that gap. There's no reason why you guys should shoot 78. You guys should both shoot damn near 70. Dude, the Raptors shot 77. The Warriors shot 78. Why the fuck is the gap between how much the percentage so big? Shoot better shots. Shoot smarter shots and make those.
And honestly, it could be 51. You can round it up. 51%.
I mean, no. Well, wait, is it 50.9?
No, it's 50.6. Yeah.
51%.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, 43.6, you can round that up.
Yeah, 44.
So it'd still be the same differential. But yeah, man, I mean, like, just do that better. But those are some shit the coaches are going to tell
you. Yeah, yeah. This is just the
feeling out process. And the Raptors just so happen to win the feeling out process. Now...
Because there's gonna be multiple adjustments throughout the series, depending on how far it goes.
That they need to make. Draymond Green, please score 11 points. Like, give me one more. Everybody on the team, give me one more, and I think everything would go fine. Steph doesn't even have to give me one more. If Iggy gives me 7, Jordan Bell gives me 3, fucking Jarepko gives me 8 and 7. You know, like my nigga, come on, bro. You guys just need to score more and more efficiently.
No, but the thing is, also, they're just used to KD scoring. They're used to KD having that 35 or 34, whatever.
Yeah, so that's fair. Wait, you had 4 games. Five games to figure that shit out.
Yeah.
Figure it the fuck out. He hasn't been there.
Golden State's bench was actually really good in Portland, or against Portland. But with them, the 9-day rest, and then also being in Toronto, I feel like kind of fucked them up.
I don't think that should be... That's not a detriment to them.
That 9-day
rest is not a detriment. That helps them, if anything.
Yeah, but now they get to... They're role players, though.
Yeah.
They're role players.
But, again, role players... Everybody knows. This is a known fact. Percentage-wise, you can look at the percentages. All that shit. Role player or bench players always play better at home. So, they're going to do better at home. That's just an inevitability. It's inevitable, like Thanos. spoiler alert, Iron Man dies.
I feel like everybody watched it.
For the people that didn't, fuck you. Yeah, so I feel like everybody should... They're going to play better at home, of course. I think DeMarcus will probably play better at home, too, because now he's a fucking role player. I mean, ain't nobody giving him a match deal, $12 million.
Would you even play him at this point? Because I wouldn't.
No. No, I'm just kidding. I would. I was trying to build suspense, but this nigga wanted to fucking talk and shit during my fucking
He was making
pause.
Hand motions and confusing.
I was saying, hold it. Don't say nothing. I was trying to build suspense to my answer. But yeah, I would definitely play DeMarcus. I play him differently, though. I play him in the KD role, almost, where you would give him ISOs in the post and just let him go to work. He's DeMarcus Cousins. He's going to get those. I think what you do is, in that kind of possession, is you put Jarepko out there, you put Steph out there, you put Clay out there, you put Quinn Cook out there, and that's your five, right? Jarepko, Cook, Curry, Clay, Boogie. Now you have an opportunity to basically run a 4-out, 1-in, where you just let DeMarcus go to work, get a switch, let DeMarcus go to work in the post, and if you have to pass it out, you got to pass it out. I mean, slow the game down.
If they get a switch, Toronto's on a point guard. Toronto's point guard.
When you get a wireless plan, wouldn't it be great
I'm sorry.
To get a phone,
You
too?
Fucking suck, switch dude. Why is your computer not muted? My computer is muted. Well, it happened to me last episode. I can't
yeah. But their point guards are really, really short. Van Fleet. And
6 flat, isn't he?
6'1", yeah, 6'2". And then, Kyle Lowry, probably 6'1", 6'2".
I don't even think. I like
5'9".
Yeah, something like that. Probably like my height. I don't even know if Kawhi could guard Boogie. Well, now he probably can. But well, Boogie Prime yeah. Boogie, like 2 years ago, Boogie? Kawhi wasn't guarding that down low. That's too much.
It's too much muscle.
That's too much nigga. Yeah. That's a lot of nigga right there, cuz. So, yeah, man, Boogie, you just give him the ball in the post. Just give him the ball in the post. Let him do him. And,
Yeah, so you know Boogie is injured, but I still think give it to the post, see what he can do. If not, fuck it, just take him out.
Yeah, I mean, oh god, I'm dying in here. Fucking choking on shit. I mean, yeah, just give him the ball in the post, move out the way, run a 4-out, and, you know, get that switch off, and everything will be fine. I think
you know what I think I would do?
What would you do, sir?
I think I would start him. I think I would start him, see what he can do in the first 5 minutes. If he's gassed, if he's out of shape,
But he probably is.
Yeah, yeah. Or he it just looks like he's not doing anything. Fuck it, just take him out and then just play him another 5 minutes later.
Yeah, like, I mean, give him some shots.
Yeah.
Give him a few chances.
Because
with the 8 minutes thing, I think if you pull him out cold and he doesn't get to play anymore in the game, if you very sporadic with your minutes, of course he's not going to play well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you give him a consistent 16 minutes.
Yeah, 16 minutes.
That's not going to hurt anybody.
Who else is he taking minutes from? Bogut?
Kevin Looney?
Bogut?
Bogut's not playing.
Exactly.
But, I mean, Kevin Looney, fucking Jordan Bell didn't play well. He played for 12 minutes.
Yeah, so.
Boogie could definitely get those 12 minutes.
Exactly.
I mean, Sean Livingston got 18, 6 points. I mean, he can get those minutes too.
Man, fuck it.
No, I mean, he can't get all of them. He can get a few of them.
Take them all.
No. Because I think Sean Livingston is a good part of that. But, bro, you know what I said? I had a friend. I don't remember who I was talking to. No, I do remember. He was a coworker. Different coworker. This nigga named.
Not Thomas?
No, not Thomas. I ain't going to say his name. That nigga come in and smell like loud every fucking dive, bro. Nigga smell loud as shit. I ain't going to say his name.
He's going to shoot you.
Anyway. So, this nigga, bro, I'm like, yo. I mean, like, bro, we've been having a conversation about Lonzo, one of your favorite players. that's funny because he hated the Lonzo pick when it happened. He wanted
I want De'Aaron Fox. Not a biggie anymore.
So we were having a conversation, and I said, I don't think Lonzo would fit in the Warriors system. He can't shoot. He can't run. He was like, dude, Sean Livingston. That's literally Sean Livingston. The nigga can't shoot. He can get in the paint. He shoots better than Sean Livingston. Like, all right, well, yeah, that makes sense. He's a big point guard. He passes well. I don't know if Sean Livingston passes that well. I haven't really watched prime Sean Livingston, so...
I've seen prime Sean Livingston. He fucking injured his fucking...
Oh, my God.
His knee or whatever he did.
Didn't he fucking, like, break that bitch in half?
Shit buckled.
Yikes. This nigga said that shit buckled. So, I'm saying, like... I was saying that Lonzo probably wouldn't fit because of Luke Walton's influence on the Lakers, and I'm saying that it's not a good fit. Luke Walton wasn't a good fit for the Lakers. But he said Sean Livingston. Sean Livingston can't really shoot that well. He can get in the paint. He's bigger than the opposing guards, all of them, except for maybe...
Isn't Danny. He like 6'7" or some
tall,
shit?
He's as tall as Lonzo.
I think he's taller.
Nah, him and Lonzo are the same height. or at least listed at the same height. Because he's definitely
listed. Because he looks longer than 6'6". He's 6'7", yeah.
He is?
Yeah, 6'7". Right six here. ESPN. 6'7". 192.
Yeah, 6'7". Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
he's right. Basically a shooting guard if you think about it.
Bro, you could really move him to the three.
Okay. If they want to play small ball.
Yeah, real tough. Well, not really, because Kawhi's, what, 6'8"?
Oh, yeah.
So, 6'7", 6'8", ain't that far apart. Clay 6'7", he can run the three, too.
Clay 6'8".
6'8"? Same thing.
That nigga tall.
Same thing.
Oh, no,
I mean,
six,
you
seven.
Ever seen
6'7". He's 6'7".
I knew it, but then I was doubting myself because of the Sean Livingston thing.
Yeah, that's okay.
But yeah, man, I feel like if you put Boogie, you give him 16 minutes. If you give him 16 minutes, man, like, I feel like he can really help your... Like, bro, you have to put... He won't fit in the Warriors system. That's just never going to happen. He's not fast enough. He can't switch on everybody. It just won't work. But if you... I know what you said. If you don't really, like... If you... Okay, so with Greg Popovich, he's very malleable with his system. His system isn't the same thing ever. He doesn't have the same system twice ever. So, he has similar plays, and he'll fucking pull a play out that he hasn't used in, like, 10 years or random shit.
Nobody knows how to guard it.
Bro, I've read an article about him, about somebody watching a play, and being like, when's the last time he used that play? And it was 10 years before that in the fucking playoffs in fucking 2002 or something. It was crazy. So, I think you have to be malleable with your offensive system. And when you have a star player such as DeMarcus Cousins, I think that you should definitely put him in a position where he's like, okay, I'm comfortable. Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
He knows how to score.
He knows how to score in the post. Yeah. A three-pointer, he falls in love with it a little too much.
Yeah.
Probably in his best shot.
I mean, but he can hit it. He can hit it.
Yeah, every once in a while.
It's like Joel. I'd rather see Joel in the paint where he belongs than shooting threes.
Exactly. That's so annoying. I think 2 years ago, DeMarcus is definitely better than Joel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Much better. Like, that nigga was damn near averaging a triple-double.
And he's probably not even crying.
That nigga DeMarcus punch shit. He don't get sad, he get mad. Yeah, man. So I feel like you have to put DeMarcus... We've been saying the same thing over and over again. You have to put him in a position to succeed. He can't succeed if you're not putting him in a position to. If you take away all his tools, he can't succeed.
Mm-hmm.
If you give him the tools to succeed, he will. So...
Simple.
8 points and having him, you know, be on the fucking... I mean, he was in the paint. He was doing some post shit. And that was what I wanted to talk about. Those two assists. Those two assists
came out the post.
Yeah, and they were good visual assists. That was some good passing vision. That fucking post back pass where he just dribbles it down and Clay fucking dribbles it up and takes the layup, that's beautiful. And then when he's posting up and then he looks back and he sees Jarepko and he fucking whips that bitch, that's good vision. Boogie was... we forget that Boogie has good vision. Boogie was damn near...
We haven't seen Boogie actually play like...
In like 2 or 3 years with the same thing with Kawhi. We haven't seen Kawhi play.
And
we
people forgot about
how great Kawhi is. Yeah. Bro, I've been saying for years and years Kawhi is the best player in the league. What is he right now?
Best player in the league.
In the motherfucking league. Kevin Durant was having a good playoffs, right? Kawhi's was better.
Better.
Tell me. What you think it was better?
I know it was better.
It was... Nigga... Kevin Durant has fucking offensive superstars that can step up whenever the fuck they needed to. Steph, he comes up a little small in certain situations, but...
Who does Kawhi have? Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry?
That nigga had...
Kyle Lowry?
That nigga had how many points?
Drake? Drake? That nigga don't even play! Nigga, I was hiding the world from the kid, wasn't hiding the kid from the world? Drake?
It's
a dead meme. But I'm saying, like, we should do this inebriated more often. This is fun. But I'm saying, like, man, Kawhi is really a monster. DeMarcus Cousins can be a monster. You just have to put him in a position to succeed.
And you gotta make sure he's healthy, because...
And you gotta make sure he's happy. That's another thing.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know what happened in Sacramento?
He's very emotionally charged.
They fired the coach he liked.
They kept fought. Bro, he was there 7 years. He had 7 different coaches, my nigga. Like,
that first year, I think it was, that coach, he said that was, like, his favorite coach, and then they fired him. So, after that, that's when he was, like, everything else kind of fucked over.
And like because he couldn't build a relationship with the coach. If he tried to, nigga was going the next year. They're still doing that. They just fired a good ass coach.
They hired Luke Walton.
The fucking rapist.
The rapist, big rapist.
Rape. But that's not funny. But rape's still, not funny. Rape is not funny. That's not a funny topic. We apologize.
It's a little.
We're, we're some douchebags. But that joke that setup
he just made that was hilarious.
Anyway, fucking Luke Walton, and they had such a great. I think that Luke Walton can bring a good system to that team.
Yeah.
We're done with this Warriors Raptors topic. We've had the conversation that we needed to have about that. Fuck it. We're closing the tab. Let's talk about the Kings real quick.
The Kings?
We can just talk about a bunch of random teams. But right now, we got to the Kings, so we're at the Kings. Let's talk about the Kings real quick. With the Kings, I think that Luke Walton can bring a good brand of basketball to that team. I don't think that they have a Lonzo Ball-type player that needs the ball in his hands at all times. I think that Harrison Barnes and Luke Walton together again. If they re-sign
him, he's a free agent.
Forgot about that. You probably shouldn't re-sign him for the contract that he was on. God awful, but like 14, 15 minutes, that's still a little bit of a stretch. I'd probably say like 10 to 15.
Yeah, but he's a veteran, NBA champion. Yeah. He's going to ask for almost a max.
And if you give it to him, you're retarded.
If you, yeah.
I think that the Hawks will, and I think that it will be a good thing.
Yeah, actually, I can see that.
But they have Taurean Prince, so maybe they don't need him. But he runs the four a lot, and John Collins runs the five quite often, so it wouldn't be bad.
If they want to play small.
John Collins runs the five a lot. They do play small. They play small pretty often. So, like, with Trae Young and Harrison Barnes and...
What pick did they get?
The Hawks?
Yeah. The eighth? Some shit like that, right?
Yeah, I only know that the Pelicans got the one. The Lakers got the fourth. And we got, like, 20. Fuck you. We could really... Y'all want DeMar? Y'all niggas want DeMar? Y'all can have him. For that pick. For number four.
Yeah, they got eighth. They got an eighth pick.
And that won't be bad. They can get like a RJ Barrett. I mean, RJ's probably going to go top five. I don't see him going top three, though.
People are saying that he's going to go to the Knicks. That's
Knicks like is the, what? Four?
No, three.
Three?
Lakers four.
I just said that. I don't know why I couldn't remember that.
Because then they're going to get, it's going to be Zion, John Morant.
I don't think they should.
I don't think they should. I don't
know who they should get.
Do you think the Lakers should? I don't know who we should get. Because we have a lot of long players already.
The Knicks just drafted, Kevin Knox. Kevin Knox. He got hurt this year, so we don't even know what he is. The Lakers have Brandon Ingram, LeBron James,
That's why I'm saying we should trade him. Like, trade the pick.
Yeah, trade for what though? What do you guys? I don't know. Expect to get?
We're a win now. Like we're a win now.
Yeah, you know so you guys don't need draft picks.
We don't need a draft.
You guys just sucked last year.
Yeah, basically, it's my organization. I'm gonna call them out when I need to.
Yeah,
them niggas. That was a bad season and a bad look for the Lakers.
You think they're ever gonna go to the playoffs?
The playoffs? Oh yeah. I don't think so. Next year. If everybody say he's healthy, you seen the injury report. Everybody was injured.
Yeah, like, I think that Lonzo coming back will be big for them. I think that Lonzo is a really good player. I'm a big Lonzo fan, like a huge Lonzo fan.
I didn't like Lonzo. When he was drafted, I didn't want him.
So the thing with Lonzo that I like...
I agree.
The thing about Lonzo is I like my favorite things in basketball. Assist, defense. Defense is number one, assist number two. Lonzo Ball does both of those things incredibly well. That's why he's one of my favorite players. If he can just get his scoring average up to like 10, 20.
One thing I don't like about him.
He doesn't score.
He doesn't score as often. He doesn't score. In UCLA, he was a big, big scorer. He had like 40-point games. And I just don't see that output. He's doing that. I don't know what.
I can explain it to you.
Explain it, please.
Offensive sets. Everything was around him.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to do well. If you put everything around him again, he's going to do well again. You just have to, like LeVar said, LeVar, if he knows nothing, he knows his sons. And he knows how they play. And he knows why.
And he also knows nothing.
Nah, bro, stop disrespecting LeVar. I love LeVar. Don't say LeVar knows nothing. Don't say LeVar knows nothing. That nigga definitely knew that LeBron was coming to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like, don't get that fucked up. He definitely said, bro, I think LeBron's coming to Lakers. It's probably Lonzo. And it happened. So don't say LeVar knows nothing, because he knows something. He has some sort of inside information. He said Magic wasn't making decisions in there. What just came out?
That nigga wasn't.
All right. LeVar knows something. He's not stupid. LeVar's not stupid.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to put some respect in there.
I just wish Lonzo was more scoring more. Yeah.
But that's Luke Walton.
No, I know. Yeah.
It's Luke Walton's system. Luke Walton wants to pass all the time.
Because he's a Warriors coach.
I mean, he's an assistant Warriors coach.
He was a head coach for a while.
He was taking over the position of head coach for a year because it was their 73-9 season too.
Yeah,
it's good. But that was always Steve Kerr's system, and he just had to learn it.
He stole
and try
it.
To implement it.
He stole it
and then put it on.
He's a plagiarist.
He tried to copy and paste that bitch. Try to control B, control C, nigga. Shut, nigga, get the fuck out of here. But I'm saying I think that. I think the Hawks are going to be really fucking good, bro. Really good. And if they could get... I think that Trae Young and DeAndre Ayton would fit together way better than Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton would.
But Trae Young's the Suns, I don't know what they're doing. They just
They don't know what they're doing.
They just hired a new coach last season. They just fired him. For... Who was it? Monty Williams?
And Monty Williams has... He's a fucking assistant coach. You had Igor Cox.
He was Luka Doncic's coach.
Yeah. So, you the nigga can manage. Yeah. He can coach. He can coach.
They won a championship and Luka won the Euro MVP. So,
he's good. He's not a bad coach. He won the championship in Europe. That's the second best league in the world.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
All right. Wrong. So, why the fuck can't you let him get a year in? Let him get his full couple years in. And then fire him. Like, try to fire him then.
At least 3 years.
Give him some time to implement his system, learn the players, learn the game. Because he does have to learn the game.
Yeah,
because there is a learning curve because it's a different league.
When you saw Nick Nurse was basically, he was around the whole team, so he knew everything.
And Nick Nurse was the head coach last year. That was his system last year.
Yeah, they were using his system. But he literally did not know nobody. Did not. He had to use his own system. He didn't even
have a fucking GM.
Yeah, so...
He met the... Bruh. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, and the Suns have the 6th pick, so let's see what they get.
Probably something bad like Dragon Bender.
Again, overall second pick. Josh Jackson. Trying to sneak into fucking Rolling Loud where Alex was.
Fuck
get
Alex.
Arrested.
Fuck yeah, Alex fuck 2019.
Yeah. Car caught on fire.
That's a sad story.
Go
check his Twitter page if you want to see that.
Go check out the Twitter page. I posted a picture.
I said Twitter, but okay. But yeah, I mean, we'll retweet it on the Lockdown Podcast Twitter. Go check it out. It's
yeah. So
it
I think
made me cry.
Are we wrapping it up?
Is there anything else you want to touch on?
I think for today's episode, I think we're good.
Yeah.
I don't really think we should. Or if there's anything else to talk about. We're probably going to record another one tomorrow.
Put booty hole in the nudes. Go ahead.
We're probably going to record one tomorrow and get it out probably on Saturday or Sunday. I'm not sure. Oh, tomorrow's Saturday.
So we can get out this podcast on Saturday. And tomorrow's podcast, we'll just throw it out on Wednesday or some shit. Like
that. Yeah.
You don't like to hold on to podcasts, though. You want to get them out immediately.
Yeah.
So we can do it whenever. Whatever. I don't want to do it on Sunday, though. I want to do it like Monday or Tuesday.
Get it out?
I want to get it out Monday or Tuesday.
Okay,
I want
that's
you
fine.
To wait 2 days.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Then we might be cutting this down to only doing them on weekends.
Yeah, with the schedule. Because it's a bitch.
It's really a bitch.
What's it called?
Because I only have Friday nights and Saturday nights off. So
yeah, and I started working my shift, so our shift don't. They don't match.
I don't go to bed when I get home. I get home around 8, and I don't go to bed. We can talk about this off camera.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about, or should we just wrap it up?
I wanna get this off real quick.
Hold up, I'm not sure what he's looking for.
Who has number 5?
Number 5 pick?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But look it up for me. Because I want to talk about the number 5 pick.
Why?
Because nobody talks about it. You don't even know who has it.
I don't. Let's see. Damn, how do I even find it? I forgot.
Just look at the... Bro, you're...
I just had the page open.
This fucking guy.
I apologize.
If I find it before you, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't know where it's at.
If I fucking find it before you, I'm going to be hot. Oh my God, you son of a bitch.
I got it.
Okay. Who is it?
So the fifth pick, the Cavs.
The Oh, let's talk about the Cavs! The Cavs aren't bad.
The Cavs?
They're bad, but they aren't terrible. They're not in an awful position.
People were saying that Duke was better.
Duke.
And I believe
Kevin Love was hurt.
And I believe they should trade Kevin Love.
Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Okay? So wait, real quick. They have Kevin Love. They have the number 5 pick. What do you think they can get for that?
An all-star? Like, I'm not sure.
They can easily get a Jimmy Butler.
A Jimmy?
If he was signed, they could easily get a Jimmy Butler title.
I don't think he wants to sign there, though.
Yeah, I know. But if he wants to sign, they can get him there.
Who wants to go to Ohio?
Nobody.
Ohio.
Nigga, you might as well come to Michigan.
Man, fuck it.
Equally trash.
Man. Come to the, what's it called?
So, real quick. Let's talk about the Cavs as an organization right now. So, they're not in a terrible position. They do have some pretty bad contracts, like Tristan Thompson. That's a bad contract. But J.R. Smith's contract is not guaranteed next year. Or the year after.
I forgot about him.
J.R. Smith's contract, he didn't even play this
year. That nigga's on Henny right now.
Nigga on the Hen Dog and Modelo's. Sponsored by Modelo. No, I'm just kidding. No. Nah, but for real, though, sponsors, we love y'all.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, real quick. They're not in a terrible position. They have a 5 pick. They have Colin Sexton. I think that... Who do you got going number 5? Like, it's RJ, it's John Morant, there's Zion, fucking... What's the dude's name from that won the championship? His name starts with a C.
Yeah, the one that's going to the Lakers. Yeah, I don't know who...
I don't know his name. there's some more smalls and bigs. You can get Bol Bol, I guess. That's an option.
So... Let's see, the Cavs, they have projected Jarrett Culver.
What was it? Power forward. He's a power forward.
Yeah, 6'6".
And yeah. I think 6'6"?
No, he's a shooting guard.
Shooting guard, I was going to say. 6'6". Okay. And I don't think that's a bad have. I think that...
Yeah, they don't have a shooting guard, do they?
No. If you grow Colin Sexton and Jarrett Culver together, they can make for a pretty explosive duo.
NBA comparison, Nick Anderson.
Who the fuck? Oh, that's Birdman.
Birdman.
Birdman?
Wait, that's not Birdman. Five. That's what's it called? Damn, I don't know who
that is. That nigga sucks! That shit is bad!
No, he's not. It's not Nick Anderson. I don't know who this nigga is.
What'd it say?
This Nick Anderson. This is a black guy.
Who the fuck is Nick Anderson?
Oh, he played for the... Oh, that's what's it called? 3D. That's the guy that played what's it called in the
finals. Triple threats?
No, he played in the finals with what's it called with Shaq and the Magic. He missed the free throws.
Oh yeah,
Nick Anderson. That's
damn.
Who it is.
That's far back as fuck,
bro. I didn't know.
That's that like 97.
That's 95. That's when Jordan retired.
Nigga, I was like -6 at that point. I was -5. But damn, like nigga, come on. Give me a newer comparison. Give me somebody in the league now. I feel like if the Cavs go out and like I don't dislike the Cavs. I dislike LeBron and I dislike Ohio, but I don't dislike the Cavs. And I think that they could really build a championship contender. I think that yes, they can. Any young team can. They have a young team, or they don't have a young team, but they have 2 lotto picks and they have fucking Kevin Love. That's that's not a bad position to be in. Who got the next pick, bro?
The next pick? Damn. I don't know. I exit off that page. The 6th pick? That would be the Suns, remember?
Yeah. Who got 7?
Your Bulls.
My Bulls. Oh, bullshit. It sucks for the Bulls.
The Spurs actually have the 19th pick.
That's not bad.
That's
not
bad.
That's the same thing.
That's not bad, though.
That's where we got DeJounte down there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And you can always get, like, a... Mitchell. I'm just saying.
Let me get this real quick. The Spurs are always going to get a really good player.
Yeah. From Europe. Nobody knows.
From fucking ass crack of fucking... The ass crack of the world somewhere. Yeah. Like, fucking... Nigga, Manu Ginobili. Where the fuck is... That nigga came from fucking nowhere, bro. No... Fucking DeJounte Murray. Nigga, nobody know who fuck DeJounte was. He a god now. I'm getting fucked up. Probably one of the best players from that class. But, like, didn't nobody know who DeJounte was.
Yeah.
Didn't nobody know who Derek White was. And he just gave us 30-something points on the fucking Nuggets.
Wasn't he a G League?
We put all our young players in G League. This next draft pick is probably going to be in the G League next year. And another thing to look forward to for the Spurs next year is pulling Lonnie out of the G League. That's going to be fun. Because every time we pull a player out of the G League, Chimitsu Metu, when we pull him out of the G League, let's see what he is. I don't know what he is yet, but we'll see.
I don't even know who that is. Is that a person?
He's not a Spur.
He's a
second round pick. He's in last year's draft. We got him in the G League right now. If he can come out the G League and be an offensive monster, that'd be great. Defensive monster, that'd be great. If he's nothing, then, you know, he's a second-round pick. You know, it'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
But we're the Spurs, and we can always do some shit. We can wrap it up now.
All right. Well, we are the
Lockdown Motherfucking Podcast.
You hear it? That's a Modelo.
No, it's not. We are not drinking Modelos. Those are Sprites with a lot of foam. As a matter of fact, they're Verners. If you're not from Michigan and you don't know what Verners is, you're missing out. It's basically ginger ale, but they are ginger ale.
So we are going to wrap up. We are the Lockdown Podcast. I am Big Giovanni. That is
Meech motherfucking Rose, bitch.
And
let's talk about Derrick Rose real quick. No, just kidding.
we're gonna try to, you know, Get these pod episodes out.
Man, we missed. I don't know if Giovanni missed it, but I've really fucking missed doing
podcasts. Yeah, me too.
I
actually like doing it in the same room. Like, I feel more professional, and then we can kind of like...
We can bounce off each other's energy.
Yeah.
Way better. Bouncing off each other's energy
is
way
easier. And then it's better brainstorming than over the phone.
Yeah, I mean, over the phone, you can't see each other's faces. Like,
okay, if we have something looked up on the computer, we can just show them, and we don't have to send the link.
For me, I'm mildly stupid. So, this might sound dumb to everybody else, but in faces, I can see words. So, if I look at someone, I could find something to say. And it's easier for me to find something to say at someone's face rather than a phone, you know?
Right.
I'm sure the quality of the fucking sound.
Yeah, because we're using a mic instead of our phones. Amazing. Yeah, let's go ahead and wrap it up. You can find us on Twitter on the Lockdown Pod.
Or you can follow us separately at
Big Giovanni and
Meech Motherfucking Rope. Nah, it's actually at BIGDICKMIECHIE. That is MIECHROSE. At MIECHROSE. Meech Rose. You can follow me on Twitter at Meech Rose. The first one was a joke.
You know, catch us back next episode. So thank you for listening. We out!